You're listening to the Man Project Podcast with your host, Ted Rice. Would you like to be bigger, leaner, and stronger? Do you want to develop the confidence to go after what you want in life? Or how about becoming the man that women want to be with? We're here twice a week to empower you to reach your full potential so you can live life on your own terms. Subscribe to our podcast or download our free app in the iTunes Store or Google Play. Find it all at manprojectpodcast.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to another episode of the Alpha Man Project. I'm your host, Ted Rice. And if you've been listening to the show, you know that I came back from Podcast Movement recently, which was a convention for podcasters by podcasters, all talking about how we can help more people, reach more people, grow our business, create new relationships, network, all that great stuff that comes with building a movement, which is what this is. It's a huge movement. But anyway, if you've been listening to this show, you know that I'm also huge on networking. The relationships that we create with other people, with like-minded people who we can help them and they can help us, is huge. You may even have heard me say your network is your net worth. And that may not even be money per se. It may be people who believe in you, who can help you grow your business or further your business in some way or teach you something about how you should be doing things business-wise. This next guest or today's guest is a direct result of me going to Podcast Movement, putting myself out there, which was uncomfortable, by the way, and meeting people, creating relationships, and that's why he's on the show today. And I'll be honest, I didn't really know that much about him until I saw him give the keynote speech. But he rocked the house. He was super funny, super entertaining, and also very educational. He had some great stuff to say about podcasting, business in general. And I went on to another one of his sessions, and he gave out a book called The Freaks Shall Inherit the Earth, which is just awesome. It's all about finding out how to turn your passion, whatever that is that you're freakishly passionate about, into a business that serves people and that people are happy that you're around, happy that you have a product or service that meets their needs. So without further ado, his name is Chris Brogan. He's the world's leading authority on owning the game you most want to win, combining a mix of professional leadership, development, and business strategy. He is CEO of Owner Media Group, a highly sought after professional speaker, and the New York Times bestselling author of 8 books and counting. So, Chris, I'm super excited to have you on the show today. Thank you for being on the Alpha Man Project. You can find Chris at chrisbrogan.com. That's Chris Brogan. Brogan.com. Chris, thanks for being on the show today. Chris Brogan, thank you for being on the Alpha Man Project.
Ted, thanks for having me. I'm super happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, in the intro, I talked about how I met you at Podcast Movement, how you did a killer speech, a killer keynote speech, and you had mentioned something about how you got into exercise recently and lost a bunch of weight, and you even went on to perform in or compete in a Spartan race.
It was the craziest thing, Ted. It was one of the best things I've ever done. My girlfriend, Jacqueline, and I did it together, and it was life-changing, Ted. It was this situation where she and I both made some commitments to each other. You know, we're going to run with each other. We're going to help each other. In that process, I mean, some of your biggest fears are left, you know, laid bare. I mean, it could be you're afraid of abandonment. It could be you're afraid of not owning up, not stacking up. It could be whatever, but there's a lot of ways that you can feel pretty bad during an experience like that. There's a lot of mental toughness that gets taxed, and we had the most amazing, transformative time and laughed during obstacles where other people seem to be really miserable and just had a hell of a time. So it became a much bigger thing than I thought it would be going into it.
Wow. So you had some personal development, some triumphs during that. Well, Chris, how did you get started with fitness? I know you're a successful business owner. You're a successful public speaker, but how long ago was it that you got into fitness and what got you motivated? If you're a successful guy who kind of has all the bases covered financially, why fitness?
Well, Well, I mean, you kind of tend to need your body to walk around to different events and things like that, and you need to have some good health to be able to do something with your other success. Why we get out of shape is probably a more interesting question, in that, you know, we just get so buckled down on this thing that we're trying so hard to succeed at, we throw a lot of other resources away. And so, you know, I can tell you that the life of a really busy entrepreneur is often rushing from thing to thing. It's grabbing something at the drive-thru window. It's eating really bad foods at airports, you know, on the way to adventures or whatever. And there's just a lot of choices. And even if you're working home, you're not that far away from your kitchen, eating a lot more snacks than you normally would or something. So there's a lot of ways to get to that spot. Plus, a lot of us are now paid to sit still and look at glass, you know? A lot of us are paid to like sit in front of a screen all day. So it's, you know, these things add up. And so the reason I chose fitness is that, you know, for a guy who runs a company called Owner, teaching people about ownership, I needed to really own the distance between my fork and my mouth. And if I'm going to teach people own their life and own their business, they've really got to go all the way through the process. And to me, that also included getting fit and healthy.
Awesome. I know it was a silly question, like, why would you work out? It's like, because it's obvious. But I think, or at least a lot of the people I know who are very successful here in Miami Beach, not my clients, because they obviously hire me, but sometimes it's a hard sell, fitness, and they don't really feel like they need it. But that's awesome to hear that you took ownership of that area of your life. And I'm curious, like, how did you get things under control? You said you were traveling a lot, eating at airports, and all the tasty treats that you may have at home. What specific things did you do that got you on track to the point you've lost, what, 65 pounds?
65 so far.
Awesome.
And some of that, the last five of that 65 has certainly fluctuated up and down a lot, and I still have 35 more to go. So, I mean, don't pat me on the back yet, but, you know, 65 is not bad. It's like a seven-year-old kid.
You lost a seven-year-old kid.
I lost a seven-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Kid's mom is really mad. So I would say that, you know, your motivation comes from a lot of places. It has to come from within. I mean, if you ever do it for other reasons besides that, it usually doesn't stick. A prom or 20th go-to or something like that, that never worked. You know, people get really good looking after they break up from their spouse or something. That stuff is true, but then usually you bounce back to whatever shape you believe you deserve. So there's a lot of internal motivation. My girlfriend Jacqueline is a fitness person. She's a bodybuilding professional and all around athlete. So, you know, it helps to keep up with her. But my own choices, I mean, I wrote a book about it called Just Start Here that Jacqueline helped me write. And it was about the whole process, because what I learned is that most of us aren't fat because of we don't really know what to eat. Although a lot of people really don't know what to eat. A lot of times there's mental stuff going on. A lot of times there's a lot of self-medication that happens with food. And a lot of times, you know, it's a stress tool.
Sure.
And what I intended to do with that book, because I have absolutely no real qualifications to do anything otherwise, was I wrote about some of the physical fitness stuff I learned. I wrote about the nutrition stuff I learned, but I mostly wrote about the mindset and the mental toughness that's required to really lasting and existing change.
You know what, Chris? I agree with you so much. I've been in the fitness industry for the past 15 years, and we know everything that we're supposed to do, but it's in the fitness industry, people are really missing the getting connected to the reasons why for people. In other words, inspiring them from within, or getting them to inspire themselves and get motivated from within. So I love that. I got to check that book out. Just Start Here.
Very yes, cool.
Yeah. And what types of things have you been doing exercise-wise?
I have gone all over the place with my exercise goals over the last bunch of years. And one of the programs that I really enjoyed was Commander Mark Devine, was a retired Navy SEAL.
Oh, yeah.
He has something called 8
Weeks. He's been on the show.
Oh, has he? That's great. Yeah. I interviewed him as well. I'm smitten by the guy. And SEAL Fit is, of course, you know, that mix of like CrossFit and calisthenics and all that. And I really enjoyed that. Right now, and I should have probably been on that process a little bit more before the Spartan, because I had really good lower body strength, although somewhere near the end, my quads wanted to quit. But I had upper body, oh my gosh, like a good majority of that race is spent hanging upside down off of a board or something like that.
Wow.
And, you know, there's a rope climb where we were both like chest deep in water. And the guy, you know, the volunteer standing there goes, I should probably tell you 95% of people failed this one. And so we were like, oh, F that. And we just took the burpees. On Spartan races, you do 30 burpees for everything you can't do.
Oh, okay.
And so I wish I'd trained a lot better for that race, you know, in those regards. But right now I'm in a specifically very aesthetic program, by a transformational program. This guy, Chris Gethin, I found it on bodybuilding.com. And it's just one of these free programs you can go through. It's a 12-week, highly video-based kind of training where, you know, there's a workout plan and all that. And it's high volume, high weight. And usually you don't see that. Usually, of course, it's, you know, one or the other. I mean, this guy has me doing things like 100 rep drop sets of leg press and things like that. And
very high volume. Starting with heavy weights, dropping down. Interesting.
Yeah. And what I love about it, though, I mean, I've been, not unlike what he says in 8 Weeks to SEAL Fit, if you're just kind of showing up to the gym and you don't exactly have a really solid plan and a real solid direction, you're just not going to get anywhere. And I am living proof of that. I've lost weight, but you know, my transformation just looks like, hey, you lost weight and you look kind of athletic. In the last 3 weeks, I suddenly look a lot more athletic and I'm on the way to something better, because I figured if I just get the aesthetics in place, that's going to give me the sort of bigger emotional push that I needed. And then I'm going right back into functional training.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. I started out the same way with bodybuilding and really caring about my looks. And I would still be lying if I said I didn't care about my look, but now it's got a little bit more body fat on me. And I'm more interested in doing fun things that, like you said, develop real world strength, more into that. But there's nothing wrong with doing some bodybuilding, absolutely, or physique oriented program, if you don't want to use the term bodybuilding. Very cool. And it's free. Not bad. Chris Geffen, for anyone who's interested. So Chris, we've talked about your book, Just Start Here. And that's something I definitely will check out. And I recommend to you listening, if you're wondering where to get started on a program, Chris is someone who's been there and done that. And he can help you develop the mindset to start losing weight, to get your mindset right before anything else. And if it's anything like your Freaks Shall Inherit the Earth book, it's got to be good.
Well, thank you. It's very conversational, like that book. It is very much action oriented. I made a commitment a couple books ago that as much as I like writing books about big thoughts and ideas, the world isn't looking for that anymore. They just really want the work. And, you know, I know that from your experience, I know that you've done a lot of just giving people the work that they need to do. And then if they want to go deeper, you'll let them. But, you know, sometimes it's important just to get them to start.
Yeah, absolutely. The most important workout is the one you'll actually do.
That's right.
It's the best workout you can be on. But anyway, I want to talk about your book, The Freaks Shall Inherit the Earth, because you gave it out during a session. I picked it up. I was like, eh, okay. And then I looked at the back. I saw Stephen Pressfield gave you a review. Wow. That's one of my goals, is to get him on the show. I love his War of Art book and Gates of Fire. But you had Seth Godin and James Altucher. But the whole book is about finding what you're freakishly passionate about and turning that into a business. And I know a lot of the people listening may have that feeling like, you know, I listen to podcasts, I don't listen to top 40 radio. I'm kind of outside the norm. So what do you have to say to that guy who's listening to this, may feel like he doesn't belong, but doesn't know how to turn that into an advantage?
What I find is that people, when they feel like they don't belong to the mainstream, and right. The book's biggest premise is good for you, because it turns out that's all right now. I mean, that's why Alpha Man Project can exist. I mean, 5 years ago, this couldn't really work, you know, 7 years ago, and you wouldn't even thought about it. And so the reason something like Alpha Man Project can exist is that, you know, Ted, you can shine your bat signal and people will go, oh, I want to be an alpha man. Makes sense. And you can speak directly to the people that you feel like you fit in with. I mean, the people who pay attention to this show know what a kettlebell is. You're not starting, you know, if I did a lot of work on TRX today, they'll get it. And that's the point, is that the people who show up here know something that you know. If you throw around names of people in this industry, like when you and I both talk about Mark Divine or Stephen Pressfield, I'm guessing anybody who's paying attention to Alpha Man knows those names. And so that's what I'm saying to have done. Now, the question is, how do you go from being a weirdo who knows some other like-minded weirdos into making a business out of it? And that's right. That's the whole thing of the book. And it's not, you know, there's no rocket surgery in the book. It's basically, you know, find ways to help and service that community. I always tell people it's not a big versus small thing either. Reebok is a freak. You know why? Because Reebok supports CrossFit and the Spartan race. They want to work directly with Spartans, as opposed to Nike, who says, buy our shoes if you want, who cares? So it's not a big versus small. It's a, we want this kind of community around us versus we have no clue, or we want to be a robot inside some building.
Yeah, no, that powerful advice right there. So if you're feeling like you don't belong and you don't know how to turn that into an advantage, make a business out of it, definitely check out Chris's book, The Freaks Shall Inherit the Earth. And you can check Chris out at chrisbrogan.com, by the way. But Chris, you and I talked for a little bit at the beginning of the show about, you know, we were joking around and you said, oh, you know, I'm not an alpha male, but I'm on my way to one. And I just wanted to say, you know, the whole premise of this show is for guys like you, Chris, and guys like me, because, you know, alpha male, I don't know, that's someone's opinion of me or whatever, right? Or someone's opinion of you, Chris. But it's really about knowing that if you put in the work, if you seek out mentors like yourself, Chris, if you read great books like the ones that you write or Steven writes, you can make a difference in your life and you can achieve that level of success or create the type of life that you want. So Chris, what I'd like from you is some last words for that guy who's listening today that just needs a push. Maybe it's to start a workout program to lose some weight. Maybe it's to build some muscle. Maybe it's to turn that freakish passion of his into a business. What do you have to say to that guy who just isn't starting?
So first off, the time for average is over. And I will tell you that pretty much everyone listening, as far as I can tell, 100% of us are going to die. And so you might have less years on the planet than me. You might have more, but you're going to die. So you get a choice what you want to fill those years with. And you can decide that I think, you know, mediocre and mayonnaise is good. Or you can decide that it's time to really bust out. And the only difference between the people who bust out, I mean, you've had guys like Sam Branson on this show, so you know. The only difference between those guys and the people who don't do something is that somebody started. Starting is anywhere, right? I mean, everything I've done, people say to me all the time, man, you're so successful. And I'm like, man, I failed so many times. I failed a bunch at the earlier part of this year. Donald Trump went bankrupt twice. And Grant Cardone, I was talking to him earlier and he said probably more than twice. And I was like, yeah, okay. So, I mean, everybody that's, you know, worried, what if I fail? Great, fail. That's in the book. The book has a whole bunch of chapters devoted to failure and what you're supposed to do afterwards. I think you can't get better at anything without starting. And, you know, it's weird how people somehow, when you're a baby, like, turns out no babies know how to walk. I mean, they have to learn it. And I look around and there's a bunch of grownups walking. So somewhere along the line, you learn something. You can learn anything. And you maybe can't learn how to be a top level NBA player. But you know why half of us watch sports is because it's a soothing mechanism for us not to go after our own dreams.
Right.
You know, so I think maybe it's time to pull that particular nipple out of your mouth and go after some real meat and make your life what you want it to be.
Stop being a spectator and get in the game, whatever that game is, whatever game you belong. That's powerful advice, Chris.
Well, thank you. No, I mean, look, I don't in any way think of myself as a particular athlete, but I did a Spartan race, so I'm a Spartan. Like, I've climbed up and over a bunch of walls and jumped through a bunch of mud puddles and rolled under barbed wire. That's stuff people don't normally do. So you could do it. Like, if I did that, you could do anything.
Yeah. Awesome, Chris. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. You can check Chris out at chrisbrogan.com. He is all around awesome guy and he gives business coaching as well as the 8 and counting books that he's written. Chris, such a pleasure to have you on the show and looking forward to connecting with you in the near future.
My utter pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Wow, what a great interview. Chris's energy is just awesome. I resonated with him as soon as he got up on stage and started doing his thing. It's so funny because Chris is a very successful businessman. He's developed this great online business. He's went on to become an awesome speaker, doing gig after gig, traveling all over the place. And now he's getting his health situated. He's lost 65 pounds. He wants to lose more. He wants to build muscle. He's also in a relationship with a woman who is into the physique thing, is into the bodybuilding thing. And yeah, that's the whole attitude. Surround yourself with people who are going to support your goals or maybe even in better shape than you. And yeah, that could see how that's really working out in his life. And one reason why I love Chris's story so much is I'm on the opposite end of that, right? I've been in really, really good shape for a long time. And I've learned all these types of techniques in the gym, how to change bodies. I changed my body. I've changed the bodies of everyone who's trained with me. Well, you know, past the maybe first year, I wasn't so great. But once I started hitting my stride as a personal trainer, I started getting great results for people's bodies transformed. But now I'm working on getting my business right. So I'm like the opposite. I've kind of let myself go a little bit. And when I say let myself go, I mean, I don't have an 8-pack. I can still see my abs. I'm still in really good shape. If you're Facebook friends with me, you've seen the one too many shirtless selfies. So, but now I'm working on the business. And the point I'm trying to make here is there's not really too many people who have all their bases covered. So what do you need to work on in your life? Maybe you're like Chris and you're very successful financially, but you've kind of let your health go because you sacrificed it to build your business. Or maybe you're like me, you spent way too much damn time in the gym. And, you know, I don't feel guilty about it or regret doing it. But maybe you spent way too much time or you're spending way too much time in the gym when you really need to be working on other areas of your life. Your business could be your relationships with your family, your relationships with women, whatever it is. The point is, we get good at what we do. Chris is awesome at business. Now he's, well, I don't know if he's backing off on business, but he's incorporated fitness into his life. So he's going to go on and become a more well-rounded man. And right now I'm backing off on fitness. I work out at home. I've got a pair of 70-pound kettlebells, some club bells, a couple of dumbbells, and a pull-up bar. And I work out at home now because I don't want to spend that time to go to the gym, work out, then come back, then change. I'm already here. I work in between sets sometimes. I get these creative ideas. So what do you need to do in your life? Where do you need to start putting energy, time to get that area handled? Maybe it's dating. Maybe you're single. Maybe you just got out of a divorce. Maybe you need to work on something else in your life. Whatever it is, start putting time and effort into that area because it's so funny. People just don't get it sometimes. I think we all internally get like, oh, well, if I work on something, if I take golf lessons, I get good at golf. If I go get my MBA or be part of a business coaching group, I'm going to improve my business skills. Or if I train people, do personal training, I'm going to get good at training people. If I get exercise, I'm going to get good at exercising. Whatever we put energy into and learn and cultivate that area and develop it, we get better at it. So what are you neglecting in your life that you have to spend time and energy on? That's what I want you to ask yourself. That's what I want you to figure out. That's what you need to take action on. So, and make sure you check out Chris's book, The Freak Shall Inherit the Earth, Entrepreneurship for Weirdos, Misfits, and World Dominators. What a cool title. And it's an awesome book. It's really motivating and inspiring, especially if you have a business idea that isn't part of the mainstream. And Chris, you heard him talk about the Spartan race. He goes on to talk about the Spartan race, Joe DeSena, who developed it, and how it's kind of this, you know, freakish passion that got turned into a multi-million dollar business. So there are so many opportunities right now for people who think outside the box to serve other people who think outside the box. So there you have it. It's a bit on the short side today, but that's how Chris rolls. And I hope you had a great time listening to his information. I hope you will check out his website and his books. And when I recommend something, guys, you know, it's because I believe in it, not because he's giving me a check on the back end, because even though I believe in it, he's not, obviously. So anyway, sorry, I was trying to make a joke there. It didn't really turn out that well. But you know, I only promote things that I really believe in. And Chris is someone who I really believe in. Although I haven't even known him that long, haven't been exposed to his material, his books for that long. But yeah, I gotta say, really impressed. Hope you enjoyed that.
You've reached the end of another episode of The Man Project. Connect with us at manprojectpodcast.com. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free tools. See you next episode.